Unless I do it, it is not done. Unless I do it, it is not done. If I do not sit down and write a song or sing a song, if I do not write a poem, if I do not tell myself I like me, if I do not tell my family I love them, if I do not take a brisk walk, if I do not think happy thoughts, they will not be done by me. It's up to me to live my life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically in every possible way that everything I do is a joy, that everything I do is a delight, that everything I do is exciting. Am I going to write a song? I'm singing songs all the time. Up in the morning, out on the job, I gotta work for my pay. But that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Now, somebody else wrote that song already, but I can write a song too. I can write a song about me, about how happy I am. I can write a song about a joyous thing. I look out my window and I see the children at play. I see people walking around. I see my pets in the yard and I see them playfully jumping around and having a good time with each other. I can do that. I can write a song. Hey, you lucky guy, playing in my yard, having fun today. Having fun today. Hey, you lucky guy, playing in my yard, having fun, till the day is done. Or I could write a poem. And I can rhyme a poem, or I can write a poem that just says, I like me. It says, I think this is a wonderful world that I live in. I think that everybody in the world is wonderful too. I think that wonderful, 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 wonderful can never, never, never be used too much. It can never be used too much because it expresses how I feel about me and my world. Yes, indeed, it does. Mm-hmm. Have I told myself that I love me, that I like me? Did I start with my toes and work up to my nose? And did I say to my toes, you're wonderful, toes, you're wonderful. You always know exactly how to feel. You give me balance, you give me harmony, you give me a good life. I like your toes, you're wonderful, toes. And then, did you ever reach down and kiss your toes? Little babies do that all the time. They're smart, much smarter than we are, apparently. But little babies reach down and kiss their toes all the time. Little babies just love to do things that are fantastic. And, do you know, I look at my knees and I say, what wonderful knees you are. You are perfect. And, you know, sometimes the bones of your body bother you a little bit because you've stretched a ligament or you've done this or that. And immediately you say, all is in harmony. All is in balance. My bones are perfect now. Whenever I sit down, I feel fantastic. Whenever I stand up, I feel fantastic. I get out of bed in the morning, and I don't say, oh, I'm going to feel my bones cracking now. No, I say, wonderful. I sparkle, and I jump, and I leap, and I'm happy because I like me. I like me starting with my body. I like me starting with my shoulders and my arms, and I wiggle them around. And as I walk the path in the morning, I put my arms straight out and up and down and forward and back, and I'm walking along in a harmonious, joyful way because I like me, I like me, I like me, like I like my body. Mm-hmm. And I tell my body I like it. And my body likes to hear that I like my body because then my body reflects back to me that it's working fine. It's doing everything in a beautiful, harmonious way. It's a fantastic body. Yes, it's a joyful body. It's a marvelous body. It's a body that makes everything happy, makes everything feel good. It's a body that is doing everything in this perfect right way. And I am so happy with it. I like my body and I tell myself I like my body. I like my mind. I tell myself I like my mind. Yes, I got a good mind. Mm-hmm. I'm always thinking beautiful thoughts. And I am always training my mind to think beautiful thoughts. I'm always training my mind to live in a beautiful world, to be a joyous, fantastic world, to be joyous and fantastic in every single thing that I do, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters to me, and that's all that matters to my world, that I live in a joyous, fantastic, harmonious world. And it's a wonderful world that I live in. It's a world that fills me with happiness and peace and joy. But I have to tell myself this. I remind myself this because sometimes I'll stub my toe. And I must say, oh, my toe is whole and perfect. Everything is whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. And I will not allow myself to dwell on the negative. I dwell always on the positive. I dwell always on the beauty, on the harmony, on the goodness. I dwell on all that is magnificent. I dwell on all that is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I am that. That is what I am. I tell my family, I love them. I tell my family, I love you, I love you, I love you. Each member of my family, I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Each member of my family, I say, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're super. Oh, what a glorious family I have. Wow. I don't compare them to others. I don't say, you're better than the neighbor, or you're better than that person or that person. I say, you're fantastic by yourself. You're fantastic for who you are. You're amazing. You're glorious. You're beautiful. You're fabulous. I love you. I love you. I love you. And then what happens? What happens to me is that my family reflects back to me the love I shine out on them. And they say, oh, you're wonderful too. You're fantastic too. They don't say too. You're fantastic. You're lovely. Because they don't realize that I'm telling them that they're fantastic and that they're lovely and that they're glorious. They don't know that I'm saying that. But they feel it. And they shine that back at me. They shine that forth at me and they say, wow, what a great world we live in. What a fantastic world we live in. What beautiful people we're surrounded by. What amazing and fantastic, glorious world this is. This is where I like to be. This is where I like to live. This is the things that I like to have. I tell my family I love them. I tell my world I love them. I tell all the world, all the stars, the moon, the sun. Yes, I do, I do. I tell the air. I tell the rain. I tell the snow. I tell the wind. I tell the sun. I tell all that's in my world, I love you. I tell them all I love you because I love myself. And I'm so much in love with myself that everywhere I look around, I see love and more love. It's a great and it's a wonderful experience. It's a great and it's a wonderful life. And it's because I put that cause in motion for myself. I take a brisk walk and I walk joyously, and I see how much I can make my step a big step. I reach out with my steps, I reach out with my feet, and I reach out with my shoulders, and I reach out with my arms, and I walk with great enthusiasm and great happiness. And all the world says, yes, 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 that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. And it is that way. It is just that way. It is just that way because that's all that matters. That's all that matters is how I walk and how I think and how I talk. I think happy thoughts. And as I think these happy thoughts, my world is flooded with happy ideas, with happy imagination, with good and happy ideas that are always mine, that are always with me, as me, around me, that are always doing things that make me feel very, very, very good. Today, set your course in motion, if you like. Unless I do it, it is not done. Unless you do it for yourself, it is not done. You can have the world tell you how wonderful you are, but if you don't tell yourself how wonderful you are and believe it about yourself, your world will never respond to you as a wonderful, wonderful being. And that's what you are. And that's what I am. and unless I do it, it is not done. And today I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And I say, I love you, I love you, I love you.